Good morning from Eddy Missionary Baptist Church here in Arab, Alabama. Today we're going to study family matters. Someone coined this phrase, and it's so true. As goes the home, so goes the church, so goes the world. Discipline, indeed, is a key factor in any phase of our life, and family does matter. And we need to put family back in the position that God put it in. Family, a disciplined family, is a joyous place, and it also is a festive place. The atmosphere of the home, discipline is the very key. Discipline, the definition of discipline given in Webster's dictionary is saving the mind, primarily an admonition or a calling to soundness of mind. We get the word disciple from the word discipline, and a disciple is a learner, and it has the phrase within that is the structure is to learn from. The scriptures have many, many verses that concerning discipline and family matters. I want you to turn, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 1 through 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother. This word honor means hold them in high esteem. And the Bible says this is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. That's the promise. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now the father in the home is a priest, leader, teacher, protector, counselor, provider, and also within the framework of that, the Lord gives us in chapter 5 and verse 23 these words, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is a savior of the body. Now, this word savior is the same word from what we get our word salvation. And in the original language, it has to do with one who saves. And so part of that protection and counsel and is in these words, and these words are to fathers. And so they're in the course of training and family matters. We need to protect our sons and daughters from this unsavory and unruly generation. We have been permissive in many areas in America and in the church. The church has permitted a lot of things, and so to speak, tried to sweep some things under the rug. Permissiveness, popularity leads to promiscuity, and that's sexual indulgence. Someone said, well, you know, I've done the best I can with my children. I believe they'll turn out okay. But God doesn't say that. He said a child left to themselves will bring their mothers and fathers to shame in chapter 29 and verse 15 of the book of Proverbs. It says a cruel messenger will be sent. We need an awakening to sponsor a child, to sponsor your family, and to stay at the business of training and teaching We must realize it costs. It's an endeavor, and we must give ourselves to it. In Proverbs 28 and verse 4, we find this verse. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Now, when parents allow moderation with their children, the children in the next generation, it will be excessive. God has not called us, the scripture tells us, to uncleanness, but to wholeness. I'm reminded of Joshua in chapter 24 and verse 15, wherein we read, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord." We should not be fooled into thinking that because of who we are, who we know, what we have an advantage. The Bible teaches us not to be wise in our own eyes and to depart from evil. That type of thinking need a departure from the humanistic philosophy of the world. Depart from that thinking. We have grave consequences today because of the religion of humanism. It's a non-theistic. There is no God. And God tells us in his word, if we don't believe there is a God, he says this, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Theistic rationalists promote humanity and humanism and seek by their philosophy to bring man to his highest level. But just the opposite is taking place all over the world, and we find it in America today. They haven't arrived at a higher level. They've arrived at their lowest level. We know that the heart is deceitful because the Bible tells us that. We know that it is desperately wicked because the Bible tells us that. The Bible tells us that the total depravity of mankind has brought man to where he is at today, the depraved heart. The heart is deceitful above all things, as Jeremiah said. It's deceitful above all things, and it is desperately wicked. Who can know it? If we have zero good and we multiply zero good by the highest power, we still have zero good. There is no spark of divinity. It is by God's calling and of grace alone, through faith alone, a person comes. And that faith is given by God. For he says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God." The marvel of God's grace, the marvelous power of God in giving to us a great salvation. Not only has he given us a great salvation, we've been saved from the power of sin. Sin shall not have dominion over you. In the book of Proverbs in chapter 13, I'll read a few verses to you. And from those verses, may we just reach down into those verses and find something for each of us to hold on to and realize the very need of our life. The Bible says in chapter 13 of Proverbs, "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." In Proverbs 15, just a few pages over, in verse 20, we have this verse. "A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother." Then that classic verse that we have heard so many times in the pulpit, but have we heeded this verse? Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Now, that's God's guarantee. That's God's guarantee that he has given to the church and to the families. Now, in the church, we've established a religion of compromise because we have condoned what God condemns. In the family matters, we fail to train and teach and discipline. And so the results of these things and the consequences, we've removed the restrictions, so we have an unrestricted generation. We've removed the discipline, so we have an undisciplined generation. And that is the consequences of not following God. And not following God's established truth and moral structure of his word, we have established a practice of toleration, tolerating evil. We may get some good out of it. We may say that's unrestricted television. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, and a little leaven leavens a whole lump. We have the amusement format, which lowers our resistance to evil. But the scripture teaches us to keep our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And we also have accessibility, the constant access to the world system and the false concepts of the world system. And we have the scripture teaching us in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. Well, there's a stifling effect, a deadening effect because of the conscience. And the Bible tells us that ultimately, if we continue on, the friendship with the world, the scriptures teach us, is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And so ultimately we make the offspring an enemy of God. May God take these scriptures today and strengthen you in your training, even if it's your grandchildren, whoever it may be, a word in season. May God use this for his glory. Thank you for tuning in this morning. May God bless you in the days to come.